My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. And Jeff Phelps is off today.
I would not go make your custom branded Ayuk jersey. That's how I would respond to any fan that's out there when it comes to the what Daryl just told us about the new cap restructuring of Deshaun Watson.
Because I'm not going to lie, I'm sure that it went through a lot of people's heads. They were like, oh, wait a minute. They can get Brandon Ayuk? So they've got this now, and they don't have to give up Amari Cooper to do it?
Hold on.
I like that thought.
Let me run to the shop. Hey, Adi, where's the Y? Is it A-I-Y or A-Y-I?
That ain't happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Unless you want something really funny to, you know, everybody can kind of point and laugh. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was fun. You know, it's like those people walking around with Joe Thomas Bronco jerseys.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah. How many of those do you think exist?
2, 3. And those people, you know, it's probably one of those, they wear them. And those people, like, there's some football nerds that, like, give them a handshake for that one. I'm like, just well done. Very well done. Or, the, you know, anybody with a Mike Piazza Florida Marlins shirt, kind of the same general idea. When he was there for a cup of coffee before getting traded to the Mets.
There's plenty of those. I can think of Indians/Guardians jerseys that
Pablo Sandoval. I think for a while somebody had a Pablo Sandoval jersey that they were walking around with that they had custom made.
That would be pretty good.
Because he was, I mean, gosh, I think he was an Indian for like an hour before they ended up just releasing him. So anyway. Yeah, interesting stuff coming out of Berea. So real quick, let's get training camp update.
Countdown to the season opener brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Minner.
So this was interesting, Andy, and training camp taking place today. We'll hear from some Browns players later on. We also have Kevin Stefanski. When he hits the podium, we will have that live for you here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. So we'll keep you up to date on everything going on there. Probably right in that 12:40, 1 o'clock area is when we expect everything to take place. We'll keep you in the loop there. So James Palmer was on Bleacher Report. James Palmer, former NFL Network, now doing covering the NFL for Fantasy Underdog, did a Bleacher Report sit down where he answered a whole bunch of questions, and Deshaun Watson came up.
The arm is good. They are completely confident in the arm. They don't think there's any issues with Deshaun Watson's arm. The other part that I think is the positive is they really do think the last 2 weeks, Deshaun Watson has found his groove and settled in and gotten comfortable in this new Ken Dorsey system and kind of has a feel for it. That really wasn't the case in the earlier portion of camp. So these last 2 weeks have been very encouraging to the Browns brass, to my understanding. And that's a really good thing, because this is a new system, but it also fits some of the things that he's been used to. Ken Dorsey's kind of bringing in a lot more of that shotgun stuff, the RPO stuff that comes out of running out of the gun, and the run game that actually happens out of him operating out of shotgun. And that does show us some of the comfort level. Now, are the Browns well aware with him not playing a single preseason snap, which they thought was going to happen in the third preseason game, which also made us kind of have some alarm bells go off about why he wasn't playing? It was a little bit more about the guys around him. And obviously, they think they've seen a lot of stuff over the last 2 weeks that gives them some positive thoughts. The Browns do believe there are going to be some rough patches, that there's going to be some rough patches in the early portion of the season, because everybody's learning something new and they haven't played in a game with Deshaun Watson. So they are well aware that that is something that could be the case, but they do overall feel really good about the situation that they're in. And that's really important because they paid him a lot of money and they haven't really gotten the return yet. And this is a team that, if you look at them, could very easily be a deep playoff contender, and very easily you could see them taking a step back. Like, you could see both of those very easily.
That, my friends, from James Palmer, is pretty much Browns fans' Xanax, right? You want to talk about something that'll make you feel good about the season? It's going to take away all your emotion and calm you down if you're a little stressed out about what's going on with the team. To listen to what James Palmer just said right there was so soothing, because I think you're taking somebody who's not into the day-to-day mix, had an opportunity to see what was going on, stepped back from the situation, looked at what he was seeing, and said, hey, man, you got something good going on there in Cleveland. This could be great. And by the way, your quarterback that people are questioning, yeah, we get it. We understand the fact that he didn't play in the preseason. Totally understand that. And that could make things a tiny bit rocky to start things off. But big picture, man, what he just sold you was like drinking a couple beers at the bar, because you're feeling pretty good. Just put your keys away. That's all.
The fact that in the last 2 weeks they feel comfortable with how the offense has looked makes you smile. You can't help but that, because everything that you've seen and everything we've seen in preseason, now granted, Deshaun Watson not on the field for any of that, the word clunky continues to keep coming up. It looked disjointed.
He didn't sound clunky. Like he thought they were clunky the last 2 days, or the couple days that he's been there.
Right.
I didn't think he looked clunky the day I was out there.
Really?
I thought he looked fine, and that was early in camp. And I was like, you know what? He doesn't – like, the thing that bothered me when we first started playing here was that he kept throwing the ball into the ground.
Yeah.
And something was off. And it just didn't look right. And it was just – he didn't look like – he looked like a quarterback that was trying to force things so much that it was just out of rhythm, out of sync, and just like – it just didn't look right. That's not the guy I saw at camp. It's not the guy I saw.
Good, because like we had heard it from a couple different places, and hey, all of our beat reporters do an excellent job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I remember like Charles Robinson coming on with us and going, hey, it's vanilla, but didn't look all that pretty, you know, when he popped in for joint practices.
Yeah, but
we
it's
heard it from, yeah. It, and again, these people are parachuting in and then taking off the next day and, you know, have a couple conversations, all that kind of stuff. And it just, then you would see it in the preseason, and granted, not Watson at the helm, but you'd see it in the preseason and you were like, this looks really disjointed. This looks really ugly. And so, now again, no Cooper, no Judy, no Watson. Offensive line super banged up throughout the way. We all know that. But hearing that clicked in the last 2 weeks, well, that's music to your ears. The only thing that came out of that scares me in any way, shape, or form, it's basically like, we'll take your analogy of being at the bar, had three beers, I feel great now. The only thing that made the bar stool wobble a little bit for me, where I got, you know, I got the uneven legs going.
Oh, when they spun you around in the chair a lot of times, that's not good for either.
No, but more like, you know how you always end up either with the table that rocks and you got to put your foot on it, or you end up with the bar stool where one leg's a little shorter than the other one.
No, just ask for some coasters and put it underneath there.
All right,
the fine. Paper coasters.
Yeah, but then I got to talk to people. Oh, so anyway, the main crux of this is them going on the tail end. Hey, this could either go really well, or this could take a step back and go south. That's the part that I was like, okay, you gave me a whole bunch of good stuff here for about a minute and 30, and I'm feeling outstanding. And then at the tail end, you go, this is a really important year. This could all click into place this year. It could be great. Or, like, that's the part I'm uncomfortable with. That's the part that I'm not head over heels on, is just the fact that it was on the end going, maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see. I hope this thing clicks. I hope it is everything that we wish it is. The things that scare me, Aaron Schatz also telling us, hey, Ken Dorsey came in here to redo this offense. Ken Dorsey doesn't moonlight in this offense. This is his major. This is what this guy does. But Kevin Stefanski is still calling the plays. And as long as Stefanski is calling the plays, it's still a Stefanski offense.
Which I'm okay with in the beginning of the game. It's when the game, it's when you can't script those plays. It's when you got to start changing and deviating from what your original plan was. I you can't tell me that Kevin Stefanski doesn't know what he's doing in the beginning.
Oh, gosh, no.
I think he's fantastic.
I think he's a great play caller. I know everybody will go, you're not a great play caller. Don't give the ball Nick Chubb enough. You know, like, I get that. I know. It's really easy when you're playing Madden
to
hit Nick Chubb up the middle.
It does feel that way sometimes, though.
I get that. They have a plan for Nick Chubb to make sure that he can run for an extended period of time and doesn't get ground into dust. And there are times that I wish they would deviate from that plan a little and go, yeah, you know what? Here, we'll worry about you grinding to dust later. But, like, I can't scream at the guy for this. I can't lose my mind over those certain things. I think the guy's a really good play caller. I've seen enough of wide receivers running wide open down the field and quarterbacks not being able to hit them or hitting them beautifully in stride. To think that this guy doesn't, you know, to think that this guy knows what he's doing.
I don't know. I let's go back to the original point. The original point of this conversation was, look at the roster and tell me how you feel about it. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday and they were like, oh, well, you know, can they stop the run? Can they? And I'm like, yeah, they can stop the run. They should be able to stop the run. Should this team not be able to stop the run? I just need them to look.
They were able to do it last year.
Yeah, somebody said it to me yesterday. I was just like, are you serious? I mean, I'm like, we have Myles Garrett. We have, you know, Za'Darius Smith.
You get the big old boys in the middle.
As long as Tomlinson's, you know, healthy, you're good. Shelby Harris, you're good. You know, and then we didn't talk about the defensive backs. I hope they don't have to step up to the line and make plays all the time. But, I last year, I sat there and I looked at Jeff before the season started. I'm like, our defense is really good. And he was like, oh, I'm not so sure about that. They were really good. I wish we could have that playoff game back again. But then again, you know, they only had to protect. When you come out there and you only have 40 yards and no slack at all to make even a tiny mistake, other teams are going to score on you.
I'm not worried about the defense. Even if the defense takes a half step back, I'm not worried about the defense. I think this defense walks out of the season being a top 5-7 defense easy. And the question that I have is, can the offense be an upper half of the league offense and not broken for 8 weeks and then re-put together with scotch tape and duct tape with a quarterback that came off the street whipping the ball down the field and hoping for the best? That's my thing. Can this offense not be broken?
All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a survey that was taken by the general managers. Their thoughts on the Browns included in this. You'll find that out next when we come back. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!